appreciate the opportunity to be here again. Thankful to be in God's house. I appreciate the church where I'm at, trying to serve. I appreciate them coming. I thought they'd done a wonderful job. And I appreciate, always loved to hear Morgan. And I think that was Rachel. I ain't seen her in a while. I was thinking, who's that with? And then I kind of figured out who it was, but she's grown since I seen her. But I appreciate that as a blessing. Just thankful to be here. And I'm glad you're here. But more than anything else, I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad that God seen fit a man's fallen state that we was in. God made us and put us in a perfect place back there. Everything we needed, anything we could have needed. But some might say, how come Adam done such a thing and Eve, but why do we do some things we do? That's all I'd have to say. Why do we do some things we do? He done said he'd provide everything we need, Brother Kenneth, but they found himself in a fallen state, separated from God because of that little three-letter word. They had sinned and transgressed against the God, our Creator, the one that made them. And he loved us enough to come in the form of a human being through his only begotten Son, come and buy us back if you'll have it. Ain't that wonderful? He paid the sin debt that we had created so that we could come back to him and have fellowship with him. What manner of love is this? I'm glad I'm saved. I hope you're saved. If you're not saved, I hope you will seek him with all your heart. I hope you'll realize it's the most important thing you'll ever accomplish on this side. It is. It don't matter what all you might accomplish or what all. Everybody, I like that old song Brother Scott Dodd sang. Everybody, from the rich in the palaces to the drunk on the street, everything in between, Brother Lonnie, Brother Kenneth, they need the Savior. And there ain't but one. There may be a lot of different practices, but I believe with all my heart, with not one bit of reservation, there ain't but one way. Jesus said, I am the door. If anybody come any other way, he's the same as a thief and a robber. He said, I come to give my life for the sheep. Thank God we got a Savior. You pray for me tonight. I need your prayer. I ask you just to pray from the bottom of your heart. I appreciate these that's done come to the altar. I thought, boy, I don't know what they're praying about. It ain't none of my business, but buddy, they know the right place to go, don't they? I'll tell you, you'll find whatever you need at the altar. You'll find whatever you got to have to get through at the altar, at the foot of the cross. That's where you'll find whatever you need. I'm glad he didn't just save us and then just leave us in this life. He said, I'll give you life, and I'll give you life more abundantly. And I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Lo, I'm with you even until the end of the world. I'm glad that he's God, and beside him there's none other. Boy, ain't nothing like him. I don't really even know exactly how, which you just pray for me. And I know some may say, well, his Bible got a New Testament. It does, but God ain't led me there so far. But, boy, there's a lot that points right to it. And none, no, probably no greater than what God's laid on my heart. I know it's been preached by a lot and a lot more than I could ever get out of it. But I just want to do my part if God would use us, and I pray that you'd be obedient. I hope everybody has been. I'm not jealous a bit, but I don't want to. I just want to mind the Lord. But in Isaiah chapter 53, it said, "Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. And it goes on, but I feel like that's all God would have us to read. But I thought about, and the thought that just keeps coming back to me is, he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. And I thought, and I was just meditating about it. I couldn't get it off my mind. And I thought, Lord, help me with this. Because a tender, you think of something tender. I do something easily, destroyed or broken. And I thought, that certainly ain't what in Jesus. I feel like was the toughest human being. And you say, I thought he was God. I believe he was God all the way, and I believe he was man all the way. And he was the toughest man that's ever been, I believe, with all my heart. But I thought, tender, Lord, what are you trying to tell us with this tender? And I got to just looking up the definitions. I don't know, this may be different than any way I've ever preached, but this is the way God laid it on my heart tonight. But it said it was bruised and injured real easy. Something tender. And I thought, he didn't wrestle them or fight them, Brother Darrell. He knew what he was headed for. He knew exactly what his lot in life was for. And he didn't fight it a bit, Brother Troy. He was willing. I don't know about y'all, but the least little discomfort, I'll put up a struggle against it. I don't even want to get stung by a wasp. I don't care nothing about that pain. But the Lord Jesus Christ, he did it willfully and gently and lovingly. And it says also that something this tender has just got a sweet spirit about him. Thank God. How many times has he just come to you with that tender, sweet Holy Spirit? Everybody in the church has tried to help you, and it's our duty to try to help one another and lift each other up. But Brother Troy, some have been in places in my life, and I know y'all have, that nobody could say the right thing. Nobody could just make it better. But that one that has said was a coming that would grow up, amen, in front of his Father, amen, like a tender plant. Thank God. I'm glad. You don't have to. I said the other night, it's some of the false gods and fake gods. They tried to jump on the altar. Brother Darrell at Mount Carmel, they tried. They thought, we'll have to just give some sign to sacrifice to get his attention. I'm so thankful tonight that the one we need, he is the sacrifice. He is all we need. Thank God. No greater love had no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friend. Amen. He said, I don't call you a servant no more. A servant don't know what his master plan is. But a friend, amen, God's told us everything he is going to do, everything he's done, and everything that's going to happen. Amen. We're not in the dark about it. Brother, we can know what God's plan is. That's why, amen, I believe the scripture tells us, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Amen. If you neglect something, you don't give it the proper attention. Thank God. You don't give it the proper place in your life. You're neglected. And I want to tell you, friend, you will not escape the judgment of God if you neglect which such great salvation that he's given to mankind, all because he was tender, he was loving, and he did exactly what God required to get us back in shape, to make us fit to go to heaven. Thank God, amen. One of these days, I'm going home. Brother Lonnie, this you're looking at ain't fit. It still ain't fit. But there's a spot in there, Brother Darrell. Word God, and Jesus Christ took up his abode with me. And I have got the privilege, thank God, to sup with him and him with me. Amen. And it's just going to get better and better and sweeter and sweeter. But even with that said, this old part, it makes mistakes, Brother Darrell. I wish it didn't, but I'd be a liar if I told you it didn't. Amen. And don't you get mad at me, but you'd be one too. Amen. I won't just be honest, but I'll tell you what, when he comes back, Brother Troy, I'm going to drop this problem. Amen. You know who gives me all my problems. It's me. I ain't even giving Satan the credit. It's me. I want you to know that tonight. It's nobody else but old Alton. But I'll say this. I want you to know this. We ought to be doing better than we was when we just first got saved. I will say that. If you ain't grown none, you need to exercise yourself. Amen. I ain't talking about putting tights on and jogging down the road. Get in your prayer room and in that Word of God and exercise. Amen. And you should be able to live better every year if you walk with the Lord than you did last year. That ain't the message, but that's the truth. Amen. I want you to know this. Amen. Thank you. What would we have done? I've thought about it. And my wife said, Alton, you're weird. And I guess I've about come to the point. I agree with her. But I like that old saying, it takes one to know one. Amen. But I'll tell you this. Amen. I get to sitting around thinking, Brother Darrell, about what would we have done? Think about it. Think about this a moment. What would you have done when you realized you was in sin? You realized you had no hope of heaven. You realized the shape you were in. If God called you out at that moment, you'd wind up in a place called hell because you owed something that you couldn't pay. Amen. And then the Holy Spirit, amen, gets to work, and I believe at that point, amen, and it'll tell a lost soul, hey, I've got what you need. I've got, I'm tender, I'm easy, take my yoke upon you. Amen. My burden's light, my yoke is easy. Thank God, he's tender. He's still tender tonight. Amen. Thank God. I don't know what I'd have done when I got to that point in my life, if I'd have knelt down, amen, and that same godly spirit would have said, son, there's nothing for you. Jesus, just give up. He said, forget it. They ain't worth it. Hey, think about it next time. Amen. He asked you just to go to church for it. Amen. Think about it the next time. Amen. I like old Hannah, don't you? You know, she went in there and poured her heart out to God to the point the old priest thought she'd been drinking. He said, I'm not a woman that's been drinking. I poured my heart out to God. And she had her child, Samuel. Amen. And you know what happened? She made a promise. He said, God, if you'll give me a man child. Amen. I'll give him back to you. And I'll let him, let you have him. And I don't know exactly the length, but about in them days, the best I could tell, about 3 years. Could you imagine having that young for 3 years? Amen. But she went back. And thank God for people. It'll keep, make a vow and keep it. Amen. The Bible tells us it's better that thou makest not a vow than to make one unto God and break it. Amen. God don't force us to make a vow. So if you ain't sure you're going to keep it, just don't say it. It'd be better off. Amen. Thank God he's tender. Thank God he didn't fight and say, I've had it. Amen. Thank God he didn't look. And it is still amazes me that he's seen down through time. Let me tell you, when he was going through that agony, he's seen down through time. I believe it. He's seen wherever you're going to call on him. And it made him say, I'm going on. Father, I'm going to go all the way. Amen. I want you to know this. He's tender tonight and he'll accept you. But I got, and I'm about done, but I got one more thing I want to say. Oh, glory to his name. Amen. If you look up that word tender, there's another definition, and I believe I like it better than any of the rest of them. It says, and don't do it now, but when you get a chance, you get you out of paper money and you look right off the right shoulder of whatever present you're looking at, and it says this debt is legal tender to pay. It says this note is legal tender to pay all debt, public and private, and it's sealed by our treasury. I want to tell you, Jesus is sealed by the word of God, and it'll pay for every sin. Thank God. But you're going to have to call on him. You're going to have to come to him. It's sealed. It's sealed. The word of God's sealed. It won't change. But Jeff, I'm done.